Little warning, today's episode of Everything is Alive contains some language that you may find objectionable. Okay, you've been warned. On to our interview with Tara, a bar of soap.
Good buddy of mine. Good friend. Now he's got a story. Little kid. Playground. You know how they have those fences with the, you know, they're steel, I don't know. Little girl, five maybe, maybe four, sticks her head right through. Can't get out. Heads through, bodies on one side, heads on the other side. They call the police, they call the fire department, they call ambulances. You got 50 parents there. People are going bonkers. They got the jaws of life. Do you know what did it? Do you know what got this kid free and why she's alive today? Soap. My buddy, that was him. He was there. He was there. And they put him on her head and she was free. And that was it.
Well, why don't you just introduce yourself for me?
Hi, I'm Tara. I'm Soap.
What kind of soap?
I'm a Leva 2000.
So you're bar soap, we should say.
Yes, yeah.
So tell me about where you are right now, where you spend your time.
Well, listen, you know, it's not news that things haven't been going well for us. You know, things haven't been, they haven't been great. You know, we, and it makes no sense as far as I'm concerned, right? I mean, here we are. We do everything. We're a one-man band, you know? We're a one-stop shop. And, what, 10, maybe 20 years ago, you got body wash. Fucking body wash. Are you kidding me? Right? I mean, have you even ever thought about the fact that they call it body wash? You know, what do you think we do? We have a nice, inventive, interesting name. Sounds good. Soap. I think it's a great name. You know, I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
Right? Something else that just cool. It's just so, you know, body wash. You know what? That's what. Because you, and it's like limiting itself. It's saying don't use me to free a kid's head. I'm just for washing bodies. You know.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Would you say that? You know? Would you say that you're bitter?
I would say that I'm bitter. I would say that I'm bitter. I'm absolutely bitter. And I don't just mean with regards to the denatonium. Do you know that they put denatonium in some soaps to make them bitter? What I mean.
Okay, yeah. It's like a bitter flavoring so people don't eat you.
Correct. Yeah. And that's, I don't mean it in that sense. I mean bitter in the, you know, jaded.
Mm-hmm.
Angry.
When you do get used, though, when, you know, someone is, I guess, showering or bathing with you. Do you like the work you do? Do you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. I love it. But I mean, look, you know, I know I'm not for everybody, right? Not everybody takes baths. I'm sure you know someone who doesn't take baths, or at least someone you suspect.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You know, Ben Franklin took air baths. I mean, air bath means you just walk around naked. I mean, that's not a bath. There wasn't even water.
Air baths?
Yeah. He believed it was good for his health to just you'd walk around naked for an hour every morning. You know, he'd be there butt naked, you know, just writing or reading, you know, and then he'd go back to bed.
I have to say, it's weird to think that, like these great aphorisms, like he who lies down with dogs shall wake up with fleas, that was actually written by a naked man in a chair 200 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you know, unbelievable, really. Yeah. And a naked man who didn't use any soap, you know. Imagine that.
Just sitting there, just bare naked with his quill, and it comes to him. A true friend is the best possession.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, you think I'm surprised? I mean, my whole life, essentially, right, is being with naked people. And as far as I'm concerned, that's, you know, that's when they're at their best. So it doesn't surprise me that that Ben Franklin really did his best thinking naked. You know, people are at their best naked. Hmm. That's at least in my opinion, you know, from what I've seen.
I just want to ask you sort of about how your life works.
Sure.
So do you belong to a single person or do you clean lots of people?
You know, there was a time that there was that it was a few people. You know, there was a few people. You know, there was a tall one. There was a very small one. There was one with red hair who I remember fondly. Now it just seems to be, you know, just one, just this tall one who is perfectly nice, and it's not every bath, you know, it's a one-off, you know, and I sort of think to myself, well, this is, you know, this is, as we say, your sliver life crisis, right? I am, you know, I'm at that stage of life. I'm in a dish. I, you know, half of my life is behind me and I'm not being used like I used to. You know, the silver lining to people not using us as much is that life expectancy is way up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had an exponential growth in life expectancy, right? And so who knows? You know, I could be in this dish weeks. You know? I mean, what did my grandmother live? 2 days?
So Tara, you live in what is, you know, it's like the most private of private spaces that humans have. You're just like around so much of our private stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, of course, you know, there's the singing, you know, I mean, when the tall person, you know, sings in the shower, you know, that's the good part.
What's the bad part?
Well, I'll tell you a story. I don't know the circumstances. All I know was the small person had done something. The tall person came in, snatched me out of the dish, and right away I knew something was wrong, right? Right away, because I'm not usually touched at all if the water's not on. So right away, you know, I just was on high alert, you know. I was. This isn't good. This isn't good. This could be the end. Who knows? Anyway, then next thing I know, small person is there, tall person is there. Small person is crying. I'm being put into the mouth. I don't go in mouth. The kid must have said some things you're not supposed to say. That's what you're not supposed to say this. You're not supposed to say this. What does that have to do with me? I'm thinking to myself, you know? And it was just awful.
And it's punishment for you, too.
It was absolutely punishment for me. I didn't say a thing. But unfortunately, there I was.
Do you know what the kid said? Could you tell me what the kid said?
Yeah, I can. It was Dick.
Okay. Can you describe your scent for us?
Ooh. Can I describe my scent? Well, let me ask you this. Can you describe your scent?
I've never thought about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I live with it so much, I guess I don't notice it.
Yeah. There you go. I was trying to lead you into that. I don't know. I cannot smell myself.
Can you describe my scent?
Not without using profanity. It's not good, honey. When people come to me, it's not good, usually, right? I mean, that's it. Rare is the person, you know, who is already smelling good when they come to me, you know?
Hey, is this Saskia?
Yeah, speaking. Hello.
Hi. So you're with the Institute of Art and Olfaction in Los Angeles?
Yeah,
right?
I founded it.
Okay. Yep. So I visited once, and I went into the back where there's this wall of, would you call them essences?
Essences is a little hippy dippy for us, so materials.
But essentially, it was like a wall of smells, pretty much.
Yes, you got it.
Okay, so what you do is you take all of those smells and you use them, you combine them to make new smells. The reason I'm calling, I'm hoping you can answer. What ingredients would you use to make the smell of a person?
There's too many. Well, let's see. It depends. Probably some animalic, some funky smells, because humans, you know, are funky. We smell funky. We're mentally complicated creatures, so it's sort of hard to categorically answer that.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to back up. Yeah. What was the word you said? Like
animalic.
Animalic? Meaning like animal-like?
Yeah. Well, it's a fragrance family, and they so-called because they typically come from animals or traditionally came from animals.
So ultimately, it sounds like it's just pretty complicated and comes down to the individual person.
It's literally the person, yeah. I mean, there's ways to recreate it chemically for sure. I mean, all our smells are chemical, you know. So if you could, you know, capture exactly which molecules those are, you could easily replicate that in a lab. It's not that hard. In fact, there's a company in France that's actually specializing in that. They're recreating the smells of your past loved ones, which is sad, but apparently it's quite effective. Apparently they really nail it.
So it's essentially like, it's like a photograph you would have of someone, but it's a smell photograph.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. But sweet.
But beautiful. Yeah, exactly.
So Tara, I'm curious how different your life is from what you thought it was going to be. Can you kind of take us back to when you were at the store on the shelf, just kind of waiting to see what was going to happen?
I mean, couldn't you imagine anything, you know, more exciting? You know, when we're there on the shelf, you know, all of us together. I mean, that's all you do for days, weeks, sometimes months even, right? You sit there and you imagine your wildest fantasies. Where am I gonna be? Am I gonna be in a preschool? Am I gonna be in an employee bathroom? Am I gonna be in a duplex on Central Park South? You know, we just sit around coming up with the wildest things, you know? And then that day comes. You feel that little rustle, you know? Hand on your box. You go, this is it. This is it. And, you know, goodbye to the fellas. You know, that's it. I'm out of here, fellas. Wish me luck. Here I go. You know, and that's it. And then, boom. I mean, from there, it is just lightning fast. You get the hand. It takes you. You're flying through space. You're rustling around on the box. There's all kinds of noise. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Then sometimes it's just a dead stop. It's just a dead stop, right? And that's what we have been told is called being in the pantry. Now, I'm not sure what that means, really. But for us, we just know that means be patient, relax. Who knows what's coming next? Other times, boom, straight to business. You show up, you're taken out of the box, you're put into a dish, and it is nonstop. Down and dirty and loud and excited. Auto mechanics, chop. That for me was a fantasy. Didn't work out that way for me. I got the tall guy. What are you gonna do? Made the best of it.
So Terry, you mentioned you're not being used every day anymore.
Yeah.
What do you do with your time?
I have it's interesting. It was a utilitarian life for so long.
Just work.
Just work.
Yeah.
Work, work, work. Literally, you know, you work until you're worn away. we actually give of ourselves until we're dead. That's how it is for us. You know, that's how it is. We give, we give, we give, we give. The end. And now I'm kind of kicking back, you know, and I'm asking myself, you know, were you as important as you thought? Were you as valuable as you thought? And what kind of a mark will you leave? You know? Mildew.
Yeah.
A soap stain. You know, that's what we normally leave behind. Now, I think that you, I hope, I don't mean to offend your people, humans.
Right.
You thought soap scum was a bad thing.
Hmm.
But for us, you know, that was just a little mark we left on this world after a life of service. That was, you know, a tombstone. And so now I guess I'm you know, I'm wondering what mine will be.
Well, so what do you think? What do you want to be remembered for?
Boy. You know, I think of times that the tall person came into the shower and was just, you know, miserable. And within a minute, there he is singing. You know, I did something.
What kind of stuff does he sing?
Opera, I guess. I don't know the songs, you know. I mean, it's just music. It takes you places. You forget about the hairs stuck to you. You forget that every day you get a little smaller, a little more likely to fit down the drain. When he sings, it's like the angels are taking a big shower together. And the tall person, you know, he's forgetting too. And I consider that our duet.
You know, Ben Franklin said, wish not so much to live long, but to live well.
Mm-hmm. Probably when he was naked.
You know what I realized we just did?
Hmm.
We just made a soap opera.
All right.
This is Everything is Alive. The show is produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog. We got help this week from Emily Spivak, Sarah Geis, Lauren Sporer, and Phoebe Flanagan. We're grateful to the reporting of Simon Worrell. Tara, the Bar of Soap, was played by Tara Clancy. The piece you heard at the end of the show was Donizetti's L'Elisir d'Amore, Una Furtiva Lagrima, I apologize for my pronunciation, performed by the MIT Symphony Orchestra, Adam Carey Bowles, director, and Brendan Buckley, vocalist. We also heard music in this episode from Blue Dot Sessions. Everything is Alive is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, and we are eternally grateful to Julie Shapiro, executive producer. You can find any number of ways to get in touch with us at everythingisalive.com. We'll see you soon. Is there a part of the body that you like washing the least?
Of course there's a part of the body that I like washing the least.
What is it?
Come on. I have some dignity here. I don't, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
Radiotopia.